Blog Talk Radio. This is a radio station of the SDC Radio Network. The music of yesterday, today, and more. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to CKS Software Radio. And it's the design of Coleman, Keston, and Smith. And we're glad to have you with us. Anyway, last time we talked, not that long ago, doing our podcast, we were talking about Hillary Clinton. You know, every morning I get up screaming, and I be screaming Benghazi. Benghazi! Benghazi! You know, just destroys me. Benghazi. Well, you know, I defended the secretary, especially when it came to, you know, her server. I thought the server was a great idea myself. But, most people don't. And hey, guess what? They're mad. I ain't. Alright? Well, so anyway. So the two guys that we got attached to Mrs. Clinton these days. You know, the federal investigators want criminal investigation of Hillary Clinton's email. Now, remember, I'm the one of the guys that said, hey, I'm glad she had her own server. Hey, the government's mail been getting hacked like crazy by the Chinese. Of course, they're not saying nothing. But they are, right? Isn't it amazing? Her accounts weren't hacked, and they're mad. They're mad as hell. And you know, everybody else on the left side of Ms. Clinton, you're talking about, you know, what a string of disasters that follow the Clintons all the way through their careers. You know, it's going to make it hard for Miss Hillary to become president. Not. Hey, you know, this is a game of hardball. You know, you got to take your lumps. And no matter what they say about you, you know, you got to jump to the next point and continue on. Can't let none of these soft people tell you that this is or isn't. And anyway, we're not really worried about it, are we? Or are we? Anyway, hey, here's just how it works. So you might get some emails that you might think is classified. Oh my God, classified email. But you don't know that. So you get a committee or you investigate it to let them know that it's classified or not. So you're going to have these people who basically do not have classifications or should say doesn't have any security clearance going to determine what's classified and what's not classified. But on the other hand, they're going to release all the emails anyway, and that's the end of that, right? So anyway, so this article is by Evan Hulper. Oh yeah, Mr. Hulper. So it comes out like this. The Department of Justice has been asked to open a criminal investigation into the use of a personal email account by Hillary Rodham Clinton while she was the Secretary of the State, after government investigators concluded that classified information may have been mishandled, U.S. officials say. Inspector Generals for the State Department and intelligence agencies asked that the investigation be opened after finding that Clinton's private account potentially contain hundreds of classified emails. Now, the New York Times was the first to report the request to the Justice Department. Anyway, Clinton has said repeatedly that she did not keep classified information on the account. Her campaign said in a statement that the emails in question were classified by the State Department retroactively, and thus Clinton violated no laws. It is unclear from the published findings of the inspectors general whether they found otherwise. In other words, retroactive or no retroactive. Miss Clinton, you're going down. Benghazi. All right. So regardless, development is likely to prove a considerable problem for the Clinton campaign. The former Secretary of State email practices have been a constant point of attack for opponents and have fueled the perception among voters that Clinton is untrustworthy. Anything else new? A House committee investigating Clinton's handling of the terrorist attack in Benghazi, Libya, in 2012 that claimed American lives had focused its investigation on her personal email account. Its Republican chair has repeatedly accused Clinton of working to conceal information that could shed more light on how the State Department handled the attacks. Oh boy, makes me tired just reading that. You know that? Anyway, the State Department is under a court order to quickly review the 55,000 pages of emails that Clinton sent on the private account and release the pages that are unclassified. Now, there are some 3,000 pages were disclosed a few weeks ago, and the department is planning to publish another batch by the end of this month. The day before the most recent release, the two inspector generals sent a memo to the State Department noting that staff reviewing the Clinton emails report discovering hundreds of potentially classified emails within the collection. In addition, there is concern that possible classified material will be posted in tomorrow's release. Can you say Edward Snowden? Maybe, maybe not. Okay. Maybe we can't, huh? Well, anyway, the Inspector General later found that one of the emails released to the public contained classified information. Their memo does not pinpoint which email it was. Now, remember, when you're pointing fingers, you don't have to say, you just have to make the accusation. You know, you don't never have to prove an accusation. You just say it. All right? You just say it, and it makes it so because you said so. I saith, they saith, so saith the Inspector General. All right? At least one of these emails has been released to the public and can be accessed on the department's website, said a July 17th memo written by Patrick Kennedy, the Undersecretary for Management at State. Republicans are pressuring the Department of Justice to proceed with an investigation. Hillary Clinton's desire to play by her own rules may have further exposed classified information, from a statement from Republican National Committee Chairman Rince Privis. Oh, yeah, that's a great mouthful. A full investigation by the Justice Department is not just needed, but required. Oh, yeah. Man, that just makes my day. As it does Secretary Hillary Clinton's day. You know, just something else to make things crazy. Maybe. But anyway, this show is about software. Remember? CKS Radio, we talk about software. Email's a software, guys. Hacked, unhacked, software, classified, unclassified. Now, what considered to be classified, unclassified email? Well, if you get a batch of emails like most of us get. You sort them out in little bins, all right? You got a classified bin, unclassified bin, a junk bin. Well, you break it out a little bit better than that. You go, today's to-do list, tomorrow's to-do list, day after tomorrow's to-do list, and possibly pending, maybe, kind of, sort of, never. Okay? And eventually, one of your emails at some point in time ends up in one of these crazy accounts. All right? And you get to it. And if it's classified, well, what's classified? Classified means that you probably got heads up on something that nobody else got heads up on. Right? So you classify it. Put a little rubber stamp on it. You know, and you put it in the vault. Well, before you put it in the vault, you got to register it on a document saying what it is, or briefly making a description of what it is. And then it's put in an envelope and then placed in the safe. Right? That's how we used to do it in the old days. I don't know how you do it in a new day, right? Because once you open up the email, you got folders all on the left-hand side. And you just pick one and you pop it in there. And of course, as within any classified information, one must have the need to know. You just don't get a chance to read a document or have access to the document just because, right? I mean, hey, there's a lot of small bit players that got access to information that the President of the United States can't get a hold of. Alright? Little small people that have no power, but they control some of the most lethal information on the planet. And the President can't even get a hold of it. It's all about need to know, ladies and gentlemen. Need to know. So, will the secretary, will she undergo massive surgery? Will she undergo massive disgrace? Will she undergo heavy political management from the Republicans? Well, we'll never know. Will there be another Barack Obama waiting out there in the bushes to jump out and claim her glory this time? Well, we'll never know. One thing for sure we do know, it will not be Mark Rubio and it will never be Donald Trump, okay? Those two guys, they'll never make it, okay? They're not going to be there. So anyway, we're going to continue on with our show. Find you another little tasty tidbit to bite into.